good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington this April the 28th, 2015. Welcome to the women's segment, the Women's Roundtable. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today, PJ, on the Women's Roundtable, we've got a very explosive topic. We are speaking about the constitutional decision that was made yesterday, which outlawed the arrest of commercial sex workers or prostitutes without evidence. What's your view on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can call us on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave kilohertz Monday through Friday. But for you ladies out there, Thursday is your day. Shinache Madzimai.
And we are also on the web. You can find us on www.voazimbabwe.com, loba www.voashona.com, loba njalo ku www.voandebele.com.
Ngeke kuyiyo indaba ezivele ihlupha ukuthi ke abantu loba amapolisa azathi ukubamba umuntu wesifazane besithi nguye ke othengisa umzimba, kodwa lowo bethenga ubengaboni. Even sisiya sikhangela lezigabeni, umuntu ongumama othengisa umzimba ukhangelelwa phansi, kanti ke obaba kade yibo abethenga bebengakhangelelwa phansi. Ngakho ke isisekelo sombuso ebizwe namhlanje sibuzwa sokuvela i-constitutional court kuyakubeka sobala ukuthi ke kakulacala uma umuntu ongumama ethengise umzimba, kungekho umuntu oyindoda obuye wathi ke mina ngilandwe ngumama lo wathi uyangithengisela, ngakho ke ngimbeka icala lokuthi uthengisa umzimba. Amapholisa kumele athi ukuthi avikela omama ukuthi bangahambe kusuku kini, babavikela ezigebenini, babavikela kuni, kodwa umama ohamba ebusuku ekwazi lapha ayakhona, ekwazi akufunayo, ekwazi akudingayo ngephula imithetho. Ngoba siphila elizweni elakhululwayo kudala, asisekho isikhathi samakhefu these days. Siphila ine-democratic society, i-independent society kudala. Ngakho umunye lomunye umuntu ulelungelo lokuba sendaweni ethile ngesikhathi lapha azithola ikhona ezilongu engephula imithetho.
Zinorewezwa ukuthi munhu akasungwa manje nemapolisa wonzwa kumatare zvichinziwota kubata nemhosva yekuti wakamirizisa kana kunge uchitsvakiridza kuti uite zvepabonde. Mapurisa akufanira kuratidza kuti chii chaitwa chinoratidza kuti munhu uyu anga achiedza kutsvaga zvepabonde zvekuti abhadharwe, uye kuti ndiani aitirwa zvinhu izvozvo. Saka haungangosungwe kunzi wangowanikwa wakamira kunze. Zvinofanira kutoratidzwa kuti pane zvawaita uye pane munhu wawazviita kwaari kuti uve uchikwanisa kunzwa pamatare zvakati gadzigadzi kuti uzonda iwo wanga uchiedza kuita zvepabonde uchizoda kubhadhara. Chakaitika ndechekuti gore rapera muna March 17 March 2014 vakasungwa vakawanda madzimai apatonga tichimirira vanova vanomwe madzimai vanga vaunzwa kumatare. Vakasungwa munzvimbo dzemuHarare dzinonzi maAvenues. Ndobva vanzi imi kuti takuwanai makamira ipapapo, tinokusungai nekuti mamuri kuda kuti munze vanhu kuti vaite zvepabonde muchibhadhara. Saka magweta akaona kuti pamapepa zvanga zvisina kubuda kuti muri kuti chii chakaitwa nemadzimai aya, uye vakazviita kunani kuti imini muzoti vava vachida kuita zvepabonde. Magweta paakataura kudaro, zvavakataura hazvina kutambirwa nedare rekuzasi. Ndobva vazokumbira kuti munyaya iyiunzwe kudare rekumusorosoro kuti vaongorore kuti izvi zvakamira sei maererano nekodzero dzevanhu dziri mubumbiro remutemo. Ende ndozvakazoita kuti tizosvike kudare guru renyika.
My name is Kavita Khumalo. I'm the member of parliament for Bulawayo East and the gender activist. I am on cloud 9 that the constitutional court nullified the Criminal Codification Act, which was perceiving that every woman that walks the streets in Zimbabwe is perceived to be a prostitute. To be exact, the Criminal Codification Act, Section 8.2. And to me, it is very sad that at the time when I was talking about this law, there was a serious misconception on why I raised the violation that this law was doing to the rights of women. To me, it was not about the issue of prostitution. To me, it was a violation whereby women are being denied the right to work at night, even if they are coming from school or they are coming from work or whatever that they're doing at night. And then, because as far as this law was concerned, it then meant that every single woman in this country, the 52% of us, as per the law of this country, we are all prostitutes. So if the government then could not repeal that law for the benefit of these women to be able to work at night, coming from school or from work, let them then legalize the prostitution that they're talking about. And secondly, my other argument was, how do the police identify that we are prostitutes? Because in some instances, you find a situation whereby a woman is working with a boyfriend, a fiancé, or a husband. They literally arrested the woman and leave the man, even if that woman was married or working with a boyfriend. So to me, it was a serious violation, and there was a need for that law to be repealed. And I am so happy that the Constitutional Court has seen this law from my viewpoint to say women have a right to work at night.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are looking at yesterday's Constitutional Court ruling outlawing the arrest of women suspected of being commercial sex workers without evidence. What is your view on the issue?
And the Constitutional Court as well, or the Concord, outlawed police's operations. Some of them were codenamed Chipochirorwa, some were called Kuchaira. There were so many names, but in which women were being arrested in the avenues area, like in Harare, on allegations of soliciting for paid sex.
And PJ, as you know, the court actually ruled that in the absence of a man who claims to have been approached by a woman's arrest is unconstitutional.
Mm-hmm. The women argued that they are vulnerable groups and also contended that their right to personal liberty guaranteed in Section 49 of the Constitution and their right to equal protection and benefit of the law has been violated.
So what are your views on the issue? We are waiting patiently to hear from you, our valued listeners, and we have guests in the studio. So this is going to be an interesting topic today, PJ.
Quite interesting. Singakayi wethu osethekeleleyo namhlanje kuma-studio zethu othandi ngithi fahla-fahla ngamancane isihloko sendaba namhlanje. Isihloko sendaba sithi sikhangela udaba lolu olwesinqumo esethulwe emthethwandaba we-Constitutional Court kumbe i-Concord. Uthi wona umthethwandaba amapholisa akusamelanga babophe abesifazana mahlayana emigwaqweni ezitaladeni lapho bebanakanela kumbe bebabophela phansi komthetho wokuthi babe bethengisa imizimba yabo, beziphilisa ngokuthengisa imizimba yabo. Ikanti-ke ngezinye zezikhathi kube kubanjwa, kube kubuthwa labanye abesifazana abazihambelayo abangasibo labo abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba yabo. Marvelous.
Aiwa, PJ, chokwadi, nasi iri mugango yakati simbe. Tiri kutarisa mutongo wakaturwa nedare repamusoro reConstitutional Court neZuru. Rakati iro, mapurisa achabvumidzwa kusunga madzimai avanenge vachifungidzira kana vakaona madzimai achizvifambirawo vari vega zvaisimboitwa. Nyanya muHarare kuye kwatinoti kuma avenues vachifungidzirwa ivo kuti vari kuita basa reupfambi hazvichabvumirwa kana pasina humbowo. Saka nhasi tichange tichizeya nhasi tine tatsikwa neprovince nhasi tine munyarikani ari muno mustudio medu muzvare Gladys Senderai avo vari kuita zvidzidzo zvepamusoro imo muno muAmerica asi vava kugadzirira ivo kuti vachidzokera kumusha. Asi chakanaka pana muzvare Senderai ndechekuti igweta pache zvavo. Saka tokuchingamidzai nemufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare Senderai.
Thank you. Hello, Zimbabwe. My name is Gladys Senderai. I recently attained my LLM in Democratic Governance and Rule of Law from the University of the Ohio Northern University Before I came to study my master's, I was working at Veritas, as the presenters have said, as a lawyer. Mm-hmm. And I'm excited to be on the show. I think it's a very interesting and controversial topic. And yeah, I can't wait to get discussing.
While we are on that issue, if you can just give us your take. You have been practicing law in Zimbabwe before coming here to do your master's. What's your take on what's happening in Zimbabwe right now and this ruling? Okay. What does it mean for the women?
I think it's a very progressive ruling. I myself have lived in the avenues before, and mm-hmm. you find that maybe you're outside waiting for a ride from your friend and the police come and they say you're soliciting for prostitution, and you're mm-hmm. like, no, I'm waiting for a lift from my friend. And you can't prove that mm-hmm. In the same way that they cannot prove that you're actually soliciting for prostitution. So I think this is very progressive, and it's good that they need, in order for a prosecution to go through, that they need proper evidence. And I think it's progressive, and it goes a long way in protecting not just human rights, but the rights of women. Because I feel like a lot of commercial sex workers have their rights violated mm-hmm. and don't have the courage to speak up, because already there's a lot of stigma mm-hmm. in that area. So I feel like it's a very progressive ruling. Yes.
Tombopinda murimirwa mai asimunoona mapurisa achizotambira here mutongo iwoyo.
Yeah, ipapo ndopanoti netsei, because kazhinji mapurisa vanenge vasina the kunyatso trainwa kuti vanyatso ziya kuti ndo zvinenge zvichiitika, and zvinenge zvataurwa ku court kudare hazvizo zvavanozoita on the ground. So I think panofanira kunge pane a very intensive drive ye information kuti mapurisa anyatsodzidziswa kuti aiwa hamukwanisi kungosunga vanhu musina umboo hwakakwana. Otherwise, kana pasina that connection between zvinenge zvataurwa nedare nezvinoitwa nemapurisa, then it means that it's still techingodzokera kumashure.
Aiwa, tinotenda muzvare Senderai PJ. Tinenge tine munyarikani wedu wechipiri, Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. Mochimbokurukura navo.
Yeah, woti mqale ngamukele unkosazana Gladys Senderai. Siyakumukela kuhlelo lwethu, njalo uGladys sekhulumile lapha, uqinisele lapho engitsho khona ukuthi kwabanye uthi yena useke wadibana lalo udubo lokuthi ubemelele ukuthi athathwe imota ngabangani bakhe ehlala kuma avenues, kodwa ke wabuthwa ngamapolisa. Besithi yena ngomunye walabo abaphila ngokuthengisa imizimba yabo. Siyakwamukela ke kuhlelo Makhumalo.
Hello, how are you? I'm good.
Hello.
Hello.
Siyakwamukela Honorable Tabitha Khumalo.
Sorry.
PJ, panenge paita macross line up.
Yeah.
Azvinazvo basa. Tombodzokera kune munyarikani wedu ari muno mustudio tichitsvaga Honorable kuti vari papi chaipo. Ms. Senderai, maybe tell us a little bit about your program while you are here. How are you going to enhance the work that you do as a lawyer in Zimbabwe?
Okay, so the program was very specialized. It was, so as I said, it's an LLM in democratic governance and rule of law. And I think the most notable courses are comparative constitutional law, which I'm very excited to go back home and try and see what lessons can be drawn, especially from other countries, because I'm sure, as you know, and as our viewers know, we've got a constitution which is, I suppose, still new by any standard. Mm-hmm. And there's still a long way to go in terms of implementation and compliance. And I'm very excited to be working in that area.
Aiwa, tinotenda muzvare Senderai. Tinenge tine munyarikani wedu muzvare Tariro Tandi. Tokuchingamidzai pachirongwa.
Makasimba here?
Aiwa, takasimba. Tambotaura nemi mukati, imi pane zvinyorwa zvamakaita panyaya iyo yatiri kutaura nayo nezvanhasi, nezvemutongo wakaturwa kuconstitutional court. Tipeiwo mafungiro enyu.
Ndingati nini basa rangu randinoita ndichishanda nemadzimai. I have just realized kuti madzimai, we have so many laws that police our body at our own advantage. So we are not given the choices. I mean, we are not allowed to make the choices that we want with our body. So when I was working on my master's thesis and I was looking at sex workers and looking at the laws governing sex work, I mean prostitution in Zimbabwe, and then saying, you know, what's the best option that will benefit the prostitutes in Zimbabwe, you know, as they are called. And then I realized, you know, in Zimbabwe, probably the legal framework that we would want is to decriminalize the law around prostitution. Mm-hmm. Because, I mean, the law at the end of the day, really, look at the judgment by the Constitutional Court. It's basically, you know, bringing up the issues that I was looking at when I was doing my thesis,
mm-hmm.
that how do you think that someone is soliciting for the purposes of prostitution? Mm-hmm. When you see me walking in the avenue street, how do you tell? How can you just arrest someone? Many people, mm-hmm. I have friends that have been arrested because they were suspected to be sex workers. So I think this is an interesting landmark case that will actually go a long way in, you know, ensuring that the freedom of movement, right to dignity for women is really realized in a country like Zimbabwe.
Thank you very much, Ms. Tandi. Ms. Sengea, you've heard what Ms. Tandi is saying. She's a women rights activist herself. And give us your comment in regards to what she has just said her thesis was.
Right. I think what she said definitely makes sense because women, and without cause. Like, I think the ruling is very progressive because the fact that evidence has to be shown first before any prosecution can take place,
mm-hmm.
I think it protects women in many ways. And it's not just the women who are genuinely engaged in commercial sexual activities, even women who are just walking the streets or waiting for a lift outside their house. So I think it's very progressive.
Aiwa, PJ, Muzware, Honorable Khumalo, vanenge tazovawana. Munogona kumboti dedede.
Eh, nkosazana Thabita Khumalo, siyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga bakithi.
Makhuya, uyaluzwa udaba olusegudwini lamhlanje.
Yinto zwile, mama.
Wena usibona njani isinqumo lesi esethulwe ngumthetho ndaba weConcord?
Isinqumo esethulwe iConstitutional Court ngibachayela ihlombe.
Yeah.
Ngoba ngazama ukuthi ngikhulume udaba lolu. Abantu bangilengilengi zabangithethisa. Bengaboni ukuthi uDube engikhuluma nangalo angikhulumi ngomama abadingisa imizimba.
Yeah.
Ngangikhuluma ukuthi umthetho lo iCriminal Codification uthi khona omama iZimbabwe yonke izihlebe. Thina babengakhethi amapholisa ukuthi babuphi abanye. Izihlebe umama owendileyo, umama ovele emsebenzini, usithi ovele esikolo. Endlini uhamba lo muntu wesilisa, babebupha umama bachiye umuntu wesilisa. So okwanamhlanje, hhayi, kuchithi iConstitutional Court isingigezile babonile ukwephula kwelungelo labomama yilowo mthetho.
So lina inhlanganiso zabomama, inhlanganiso ngathi amaqembu ezombusazwe likwamukele ngayiphi indlela?
Ngasikaxoxisani ngalo udaba lolu iParliamente sivalile sase sivule mhla ka-8 kodwa ngilethemba ukuthi iningi labo babalile amaphephandaba bezwa ngale i-judgment. Mina isami sifiso kathesi sengilaso nesokuthi amapholisa ethu alo inkinga yokuthi lanxa umthetho uphumile emthethandaba bandise ukuthi bangaze bawulandela. So lokhu sokuyisikhathi sokuthi inhlanganiso ezilela ilingolo labomama baqalise ukufundisa umama ngani i-judgment. Njalo amapholisa lawo kumele bafundiswe ngale i-judgment ukuthi makumele bahloniphe omama bangababuphi ebusuku bangabahlukuluzi. So nginethemba ukuthi uma iPhalamende ivulwa kuzazama ukuthi siye sifake i-motion eyokuthi sikhankasele ukuthi le i-judgment kayingene kuZulu ukwenzela ukuthi amapholisa nabesifazana babekwazi ukuthi sekulo mthetho onjalo.
Wathi siyeqele ngale esikuyesindisi. Honorable Khumalo, you yourself, you are a legislator. How did you receive the news or the ruling of the Concord?
I was absolutely so happy with the Constitutional Court judgment on the violation of women's rights vis-a-vis the criminal codification law.
Yeah.
Because the whole intention of my raising the issue of Section 82, Subsection 2, was to show that this law, basically what it says is that every woman in Zimbabwe is a prostitute, whether married or not, whether a student or not. So since we are all perceived to be prostitutes, if the state cannot then repeal this law, I thought the best way out was at least let them legalize it so that women are able to work with people. We have students that do evening classes. We have got hairdressers that go into people's hair. We have got women that work at night. But those women are being penalized for working at night because that's what the law says. So I'm absolutely on cloud nine. And secondly, I've been vindicated.
Yes,
the intention was not about commercial sex because the intention was the right of a woman, that includes me.
Yes, thank you very much there, Honorable Thabita Khumalo. I know you've been on this fight for a very long time. So maybe now you're receiving, you know, at least some acknowledgement that your fight is being recognized. But thank you very much. But for now, we're going to go to some of our listeners who sent in some very interesting comments on this Concord ruling before we take our next guest.
Ndakarambidza mukadzi nemurume nenyaya kuti dzimba dzisinzira kuparara kuburikidza nezviri kuitwa nevanhu ivava. Saka munhu wese ngaarambidzwe kufamba. Zvirwere zviri kuwanda kuburikidza nekufamba kunenge kuchiita vanhu ivava mukati memugwagwa. Saka ndinongotarisirwa kuti dai hurumende yachona yangoti varume nevakadzi hapana anobvumirwa kufamba.
Ramabondo, nyaya iyi munoiona sei? Yakatongwa nedare reConstitutional Court.
Aiwa, nyaya iyi yakanaka hondo yemuntu.
Tingati nyaya iyi yakatinakira papi pacho?
Nekuti munhu ane kodzero dzake kuita zvaanoda panguva yaanoda.
But hatingati here kuti unge kwaita dare reConstitutional Court kungatowedzera chipambi munzvimbo?
Aiwa, chinhu chinonzi chipambi chagara hatiti chiriko. Unoda kwokuti wacho anenge achinzi aita chipambi anofanira kunga ndiye abhadhara mari. But zvataurwa neConstitutional Court zvokuti wacho nyakubhadhara mari ndiye munhu anenge aita chipambi zvitori okay. Unoda kwokuti varume ndivo vanokumbira bonde kuvanhukadzi.
Hakusi kuti here kudzikisira simba remapurisa? Sezvo mapurisa anga achiedza nemhando dzose dzaanokwanisa.
Mapurisa anga auda kutsvaga kuwana mari. Vakabata munhu iyeyi kazhinji kacho vanga vasingasviki neukamba. Zvataionesi nemaziso muno muchikoi handiti. Saka vanhu ivava vanga vakubatwa vobviswa mari iye munhu yokwanisa kurindirwa kuti aende kumba.
Alright, saka kureva kuti hamusi kupfokana nematongero aita dare.
Ini ndiri kuwirirana nawo nokuti mapurisa anga akuita huori kungoona munhu wese wese eita kubata chichi akutoburiswa mari $5 kana $10 munhu akuririzwa kunzi aende kumba kwavo.
My name is Elias Marufa. I'm calling from Bulawayo, Zimbabwe. I think this thing which is being done is a legalized prostitution, and they've made prostitution a legal thing in Zimbabwe. That they made a very big mistake. They must have heard something, I think.
My name is Gift from Bulawayo. I would like to applaud the Constitutional Court for rightly blocking the police from arresting the women who will be loitering during the night. Personally, I think it was long overdue, partly because some of the police officers were benefiting from this operation. The law must not be selective, but it must be applied to both men and women. We are all equal in this country. I thank you.
Some very interesting comments there from some of our valued listeners. They sent those comments on WhatsApp, and we're encouraging you, our listeners, to please engage with us. Please send your comments. Tell us what you think of our programming. They were commenting there on the recent ruling by the Constitutional Court yesterday. Ms. Sendea, you're in the studio, so give us your comment on what you heard from some of our listeners before we take our valued Koli Wenyoni, who's been on the line for a while.
Thank you. One of the callers mentioned sort of reining in on the power of the police, and I think that is exactly what this consent order was about. The way I understood it is that it was an exception to the charge because it was too vague. Mm-hmm. And the reason it was too vague is because the prosecution was not clear about whom was solicited and in what manner the solicitation took place. And the witnesses who were present, the sort of... how they concluded that solicitation for prostitution was taking place. And I think if these three things are required before anyone can be arrested for purposes of soliciting for prostitution, it definitely limits the power of the police because they're supposed to operate in a certain parameter. And once that is required, I think certainly rule of law is definitely enhanced because they have to, before a before prosecution can take place, these three elements have to be proved or at least shown before the case can go any further. And I think it's very progressive because another one of the callers also mentioned that there's a lot of corruption. And I think it's very true that the police will arrest even people who are outside waiting for a ride from their friends or who are simply walking to the shops. And because you know you're innocent, you don't want to spend the night in jail, you have no choice but to pay this bribe. So I really think if these requirements are adhered to strictly and the police are trained that you can't arrest a person unless you can satisfy these three elements, then I think it'll go a long way in terms of protecting women generally, not just women working on the streets.
Aiwa, tinotenda PJ, tombotora, muzvare koli wenyoni, vanenge vati mirei kwekanguva.
Yeah. Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwethu, Nkosazana Koli wenyoni.
Niyabonga.
Yeah. Wena-ke ngiyakwazi ukuthi uyingcwethi kwezemithetho. Ungasichathisela-ke kancane ukuthi linali kwamukele ngayiphi indlela isinqumo lesi esethulwe yi-Concord.
Ngizaqala ngokukwazisa ukuthi mina ngisebenza le ntathele izindaba. Ikhangele ikakhulu ukuthi ma bebhala izindaba kumbe nxa besenza ama-report abo bakhuluma kanjani ngabesifazana. Lamhla ekuseni ngithe ngiku-Twitter ngathola ukuthi i-Chronicle ibhale yathi hookers. Kusitsho khona abasebayo kumbe abafazi abasebayo. Lokhu bekuludubo ngoba vele nxa ukhangele indlela okwakubothwa ngayo omama bezihambela nje phakathi kwebusuku, kwakuvele kutshengisa ukuthi omama babethi ukuthi akumelanga behambe phakathi kwebusuku. Kusitsho ukuthi amalungelo abomama ayengalinganiswa lamalungelo abobaba. Mina njengomuntu owake wabotshwa ngizihambela 2005 ngizithwele, ngaba ne-experience yokuthi ngathi ngiphakathi kwe-defender. And indaba le ngayibhala yaze yaphaphishwa nakwi-Indani Gender in the Media Southern Africa. Ngathi sengithethwe ku-defender ngabe sengiqalisa ukukhala ngisithi kodwa mina bengambopha bethi ngiyafeba njani. Mina ngivele ngikhanye ukuthi ngizithwele. Omunye umama owayehlezi khona khana ku-defender wathi no, mina vele ngiyasebenza ngi-commercial sex worker but lami ngizithwele and ngizithwele ngoba ngamithiswa umpholisa. Into eyayisenzakala yikuthi omama abaningi ababebotshwa kwakufika esikhathini sokuthi labo in terms of ukuthi bethole ukuphuma kuma-police cells ekuseni kwakusiba kutholakala ukuthi bayaba-violated. Amapolisa labo bebafose into some commercial, into some sexual activities. So mina ngiyalithakazelela, ngiyathakazelela i-ruling le. Ikakhulu ukuthi izatshintsha even indlela inkathela izindaba ezikhangela ngabo abantu besifazane.
Ngiza kuthi ubambe ecingweni khona lapho ngoba isikhathi sethu asisavumi kuleli hlandla lakuqala. Kumele siyeqele ngale ebulenjini. Kodwa kwamanje ngizathi ubambe ecingweni khonapho Manyoni, sizaqhubekela phambili ngodaba lwethu.
Yes, thank you there, PJ. That sounded very, very interesting. So we can't wait to continue on the next segment. But we have Winnet Shamyarira who's also on the line. But we will take you, Winnet, in our next segment as we progress when we're streaming live on the internet. And you can catch us on www.voazimbabwe.com. And to all our guests, please stay with us and also our valued listeners and our in-house guests as we progress on the internet. PJ.
Asihlanganini-ke kuhlandla lesibili lapho sisekulenjini kodwa-ke kulabo abasemsakazweni weradio sesilivalelisa kwamanje asidibaneni ngevikelizayo. Upraxedes Jeremiah.